Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Let's get to it today on What's on Your Mind. Bad night in Arizona last night. You buying it, Kev?
Nope.
No, you're not buying it. You're an election denier.
I am.
You're embracing the label.
I was an election questioner when Katie Hobbs, as Secretary of State, the person in charge of the elections in Arizona, refused herself from the process in which she was running.
So you think the whole Arizona thing is just a corrupt mess?
Well, can we talk about conflict of interest a little bit? I mean, there's standing there now. I think that she's got, Carrie Lake has caused of this. You can't be involved in charge of something that you're running in.
Yeah.
Come on. You kidding me? But that's okay. Don't worry about it. Nothing to see there.
On the good news front, a number of House seats have tipped to the Republicans. Now they're just one short of the majority in all the prognosticators are saying that the House will be in Republican hands. So that's an improvement from the last cycle. We'll take that. You going to call that good news? Let's call it good news. Let's be in a good mood about that.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, there's all kinds of good news around this thing, but this Arizona thing is just a shining light of,
mess.
Crap on there.
Yeah, totally with you on that, 100%. Tonight, Donald Trump will make a big announcement. That's how it's been billed. It's a big announcement. Here's my question of the day for our fine audience on the program. Will this be a tease? Will this be a curveball, or will this be 2024 running for president? What do you think? A tease, a curveball, or running for president? What's going to happen tonight from Trump? What say you? Have you got a theory on?
He's going to announce he's running for president. I don't think he's capable of any. He wants it. So I mean, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So the midterms are done, and it's time for him to announce he's in for 2024. I don't know. He's such a. The stage knows no better player than Donald J. Trump. He's that good. He really is that good. So I don't know. I'm not prepared to say it's all about 2024 tonight. I've been thinking a little bit about. And you can call us 701-271-1100, toll free at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. You can text us 701-237-1590. Love the feedback we get from our audience. Absolutely love it. So keep it coming today. You give us a call and tell us what you think. All right? And we'll get your take. A tease, a curveball, or 2024? You just never know. You never know. Start with Jim in Fargo today. What's on your mind, Jim?
Yeah, I think he should throw his hat in the ring for Speaker of the House.
that'd be a curve. That'd be the curveball. That'd be the curveball, see?
You get the Rhino vote because he's so bad for the party, you know. And I'd love to see him take that gavel from Nancy Pelosi. But there's no reason he should. He's the best thing that ever happened to that party.
Wonder what the House vote would be. Wonder what the House vote would be for him on that.
Well, they should smoke a lot of people out. You know, you'd find out who is really a Republican and who's not.
True.
Maybe you might get some Democrat votes, too. Maybe, can they cross over and vote for him? Because he's so bad for the party.
You can vote for anybody, Republican or Democrat.
Well, Democrats should vote him all in. Vote Trump in.
Well, that's a good...
He'd just take that party right down, wouldn't he?
You think he'd take the party down by being the Speaker of the House?
No, he'd be the best thing ever. he'd make it move. He'd get that party just hopping.
I like your curveball thinking there, Jim. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Bob in Wheatland. Hey, Bob, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, I hope tonight that he actually announces that he's going to run. And then I hope he puts another 2 cents in, too, and this is what I'm doing. I'd like to tell your audience, if we have any hope at all in the future, call our senators, I did this morning, and tell them to vote no on Mitch McConnell and get him out of there. That's the only way we're going to have a chance. As long as McConnell's in there, we're not going to have a chance in the Senate.
Is somebody else running?
He doesn't want to be in the majority center.
Is somebody else running?
Yeah,
for
from what I heard, what the heck, the former senator out of Arizona, I can't remember his name right now. But like I told,
the two senators in Arizona are Sinema and. And Kelly, they're both Democrats.
Okay,
so,
was there a Burke that was a former senator, or?
Well, a former senator couldn't run for minority leader. You'd have to be a senator.
I think. There is somebody running. I can't remember the guy's name, to tell you the truth. I heard it late last night. And,
huh.
As
I saw Tom Cotton said today, the senator from Arkansas, that, you know...
Cotton's all about what's his face, but he's got to go. I don't understand why Cotton's behind him anyway.
He was basically saying somebody should run, is what he was saying. And you know, if you want a race, get in. You know, say you're going to run. I don't think anybody's running against McConnell right now. I don't think they are, Bob. But I'm marked down your vote. That's for sure. And of course, it will be for minority leader. 271-1100, toll-free, 855-200-1776. Let's get some of your other comments in here before we get too far down the road here. I would not blame Trump for running as an independent. The GOP establishment has not treated Trump or his supporters very well. They call us poisonous to the party. Well, maybe we go it alone and see how well the GOP does without us. Just think running as an independent is a... ego trip that results in no success myself, so I don't just see that one working. All right, somebody sent us the results here from Arizona. Said, so the Republican state treasurer in Arizona got 115,000 more votes than Carrie Lake. Sure she did. There you go, Kev.
The whole thing stinks, right? And I'm just, what really amazes me is they're just right in front of, they don't care. They're making these word salad statements about, well, you know, it's a part of the process, and we're working hard, digital, secure, blah blah blah. Blah. Right, please.
How would you reconcile that?
Oh, I would imagine there's going to be audits. There's going to be every ballot's going to be looked at. She's going to have cause because the Secretary of State who ran for the office and apparently won. Refused to remove herself from the process, so I don't know.
But the Republican Secretary of State candidate gets 115,000 more votes than Carrie Lake.
The Democrat Secretary of State candidate.
No.
Katie Hobbs.
No, the Republican.
Well, that was Kerry Lake.
No, Kerry Lake was the candidate for governor.
Oh, governor, I'm sorry. Yes, you're right.
I'm saying the Republican Secretary of State candidate...
Okay, against Katie Hobbs.
...had more votes than she did.
Oh.
That's what the listener is saying. I'm just perplexed by that. How can that happen? State Treasurer, not Secretary of State. Republican State Treasurer in Arizona got 115,000 more votes than Kerry Lake.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have a campaign where the state treasurer would be a widely, household name like
right.
You do Kerry Lake.
Yeah. How does that work?
That's odd.
I get that now. That is a key dynamic as well.
As Kerry Lake said,
they're on the same ballot, right?
Arizonans know BS when they smell it.
Yes. Yep. Wow.
Same ballot.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
But people just didn't vote for Kerry Lake on that ballot, but they did vote for the... Okay. Sure.
Something a little smelly?
You think?
Just a little on the smelly side. 9:16, question of the day. What's Trump do tonight? Tease, curveball, or announce he's running for president? What's going to happen? You tell us on What's on Your Mind.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Take it from the people that own one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship, and it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Mind. You let us know by picking up the phone, 271-1100, toll free at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. 1776. Nice and slow, 855. That's the toll-free part, 855-200. Easy to remember, 1776. Are you kidding me? Extension 2 to chat with us live on the air. Extension 1 allows you to leave us a message. I should tell you about the great lunch specials today at PetroServe USA, shouldn't I? I will. Cheeseburger hot dish in Harwood. Good stuff. Meatloaf or chipped beef, your choices at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Orange chicken, 12th Avenue and I-29. NP Avenue, tater tot hot dish today. Swedish meatballs in Glendon or mac and beef on 45th. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. So question of the day, what will Trump do tonight? The big announcement, the big reveal. Will it be a tease? Will it be a curveball? Or is it a slam dunk he's running for president in 2024? You tell me. Texter says, Scott, did you watch or hear the interview with Vice President Pence last night on ABC TV? He talked about many things, including President Trump, including how President Trump didn't talk to him for 5 days after January 6th, also thought there will be better candidates for president than President Trump. Would appreciate your thoughts on this. Thank you. I think Mike Pence is a stand-up guy. I think he's got a ton of character. I think he is about polar opposite of Donald Trump when it comes to sort of political tactics, all right? He just is much more of a statesman and very different. I do think, though, President Trump has to be, I'm sorry, Vice President Pence has to be loyal to President Trump, because he wouldn't be Vice President Pence but for President Trump selecting him. That's a big part of it. I did not actually see the interview last night. Kev, you have some clips from the interview with Hannity?
Yeah, he was on. Well, he's making the rounds because he got a book.
Right.
He's got a book out called So Help Me God. And this was when he was talking with Sean. It was first thing off about the January 6th deal and his role in it.
It was very humbling for me to have a chance to write my life story. You know, growing up, the grandson of an Irish immigrant.
Sound familiar? Yeah.
My mother, a first-generation American. My father, a combat veteran. Big Irish Catholic family in a small town in Indiana. Dreamed someday of representing my hometown in Washington, D.C. And to have had the privilege to have been the congressman from my hometown, the governor of my home state, and to serve as vice president of the United States. As I write in the book, is a testament, I believe, to God's faithfulness in my life and the decision I made to put my faith in Jesus Christ. It's a testament to my incredible wife, Karen, and our family and their support.
I think he's got a shot. Somebody made a comment about, you know, they're basically saying the same thing. They just say it in polar opposite directions, you know, when between Trump and Mike Pence.
To me, you know, both, in my view, go out there with the intention every day of fighting for what we care about. Just the political tactics are polar opposite. They're just polar opposite. You know, Pence doesn't raise his voice, for crying out loud. Wouldn't think of calling somebody out, you know. So it's a matter of tactics. And I think for a long time, over the last 6 years, people have seen a country they love in tatters. And they want somebody to fight for it. And that's why Donald Trump is loved. What I don't know is, you know, is there more that still want that level of fight in this country? And don't see enough fight in Mike Pence? Or people that, like, are worn out from the Trump way of doing things in politics and welcome Michael Pence, the vice president? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I don't. I think Pence has to be careful, though, because he's got to look to be loyal to Trump. I mean, he was his vice president, after all. So what did he say about January 6th? Kev, you're going to roll that?
Okay. I was finding a clip here of Pence. Pence is talking because everybody's talking about election integrity. So that Indiana gets it done in a day. And he goes on to, he was asked about the process and does he think it's corrupt?
Well, Indiana, we actually, we count the votes and we finish the election on election day. Now, we have some early voting. We have mail-in voting in the state of Indiana. There's a long tradition of that in this country. But what's missing, and it's a source of great frustration, I'm sure, to people in Arizona and California. I mean, it's amazing, Sean, we're sitting here a week after Election Day, and we are waiting on the outcome of elections in critical states. And I hold the view that early voting, it can be managed with real integrity. And frankly, we've seen election reforms passed in states around the country that have reinforced people's confidence in election integrity. But for heaven's sakes, Election Day ought to be Election Day.
Okay.
What a thought.
Novel concept. And certainly very welcome. Do you have him on Trump?
I will find that shortly.
Anyway, long story short to the texter, I didn't see it. My apologies for that last night. I'll watch it tonight so I got a little chance to comment on that later today. Texter says Trump will say he has Hunter's laptop and it's not Russian collusion. Joe is the big guy. All right. Let's take some more of your texts here while Kevin's finding that up. The media keeps saying that Katie Hobbs beat election denier Carrie Lake. No mention that Hobbs was a debate coward. Yeah, good point. Another, Jeff Bezos said he plans to give away most of his estimated $121 billion fortune during his lifetime. I wonder if he's going to donate to a charity like Sam Bankman. I never knew the Democratic Party was a charity. all right, Kev, I got a minute and a half. Go ahead and roll what you got.
I don't recall it.
Well, I have to tell you that as different as the two of us are, President Trump and I actually forged a close working relationship. He was not just my president, he was my friend. And we literally spent time together every day when we were both at the White House, sometimes up to 4 hours a day.
You had an office.
I had an office in the West Wing and found myself back and forth from my office to the Oval Office on a regular basis. I chronicle that in the book. We had a very successful relationship that obviously didn't end well. And, I'll always believe that I did my duty on that tragic day under the Constitution and the laws of this country. But in the aftermath of those difficult days, the president and I did sit down. We talked through it. I recount some of that in my book. As I told you last fall when we got together, we parted amicably.
All right. So they sort of mended their ways, it sounds like. So what I got out of that. Didn't talk right after, but then sat down and parted friendly.
My name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Control of the U.S. House of Representatives hinged on Monday on several tight races that could secure a majority for Republicans following midterm elections, having won 212 seats compared to Democrats' 206, with 218 needed for a majority. But the final outcome might not be known for days as officials continue counting ballots nearly a week after Americans went to the polls. Wall Street's main indexes ended lower on Monday, with real estate and discretionary sectors leading broad declines as investors digested comments from U.S. Federal Reserve officials about plans for interest rate hikes. The National Basketball Association has been sued by three longtime referees who said the league fired them this year after they refused to be vaccinated against COVID-19 over religious objections. This is USA Radio News.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Back in the Freedom Matters USA studios. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Question of the day. What's going to happen tonight? What's the Donald going to do? A lot of build-up for this. He announced this a good 10 days ago. So we've been wondering, what will it be? A lot of folks think it's going to be 2024. You think it's 2024 presidential run? Is it some kind of a curveball, or is it going to be another tease? Well, we're going to get some kind of a tease about something else. What do you think it is? Call 855-200-1776, extension 2, 855-200-1776, extension 2. You can also call 271-1100, and you can text 701-237-1590.
I don't know that Donald Trump is much of a tease.
Give me a break.
Well, he's been teasing the fact that he was going to run for a good year.
There's that.
You know. So he's capable. Now, one thing with teasing somebody about a possible announcement is at some point you've got to, you know, fish or cut bait, right? You've got to let us know. Brought to you today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. Over 100 years of great service to this region. North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. Started back in 1908. H.A. Thompson & Sons, providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services. That's right. Started in Bismarck as a little plumber and just kept growing and growing and growing. Find out more at hatandsons.com. hatandsons.com. Some more of your texts. I can't remember if I read this one or not. I don't know what he's doing tonight, but he's running in 2024. Whether he gets the nomination or not, he's sitting on a stack of campaign cash, and he sure ain't giving it away to anyone else. It's a pretty good point. That is. Tonight's announcement, Trump is going to announce he will rejoin Twitter.
There's a good one. There's a good one.
The ban has already been lifted, right? I think they've already said you're not banned any longer. So that's a curveball. Could be. Here's another guess about Speaker of the House. Trump will announce he will campaign for Speaker of the House. Think about it. If he doesn't make it, he will run for president in 2024. That would be a curveball. There you go. Another listener, why doesn't John Hoeven run for minority leader? Probably because you can't lead hiding under your desk. Ouch. Feel that little singe? It sounds like Rick Scott is in the running to lead the Senate Republicans. Is he officially announced, though? I know.
No, I don't think anybody's announced anything.
I don't either. Marco Rubio.
They're going to wait till this Georgia deal's done.
Marco Rubio said he wanted him to run, but I don't think he's officially announced. Could be wrong, but I've not seen that. This listener says, I'm a huge Trump fan, but I'm done. After his gratuitous attack on Youngkin and DeSantis, I'm disgusted. What do you do with Youngkin?
Same kind of just called him out on some, I forget what. I didn't pay attention to any of it.
Did Youngkin say something
heard the
about
Ron, I heard the Ron DeSanctimonious comment
right.
And immediately got... as the kids called it, it was a bit cringe for me.
Yeah.
It's a bit cringe.
Yeah, it was.
He said that.
He's walked that back since. I don't remember about Youngkin. Maybe Youngkin said something about him and he punched back or something like that. See if you can find anything on that, Kev. I've not seen that. After his gratuitous attacks on Youngkin and DeSantis, I'm disgusted. I'll credit him with accomplishments. But when he continues to stand in a circular firing squad and besmirch stars of his own party, he proves to me that he's not the future leader of conservatives.
Well, yeah, but if he ends up being the nominee, and is there going to have a process? They're going to go through the primary. I mean, is there a world where if he's the nominee, it wouldn't vote for him? I don't think so.
You don't have any choice. You have to vote for me.
There you go.
Well, let's think about this a second. Who else has his fight?
Well, yeah. No,
Who else has the proven track record of being able to take on the swamp? And I get that, oh, he kind of wears me out. I'm tired of, like, you know, I don't know. Put the big boy panties on here, for crying out loud. In my mind, there's very few people in politics today that instantly would put fear in the eyes of the Democrats because of his ability to fight. So, and I don't like the attacks either. I did not like the DeSanctimonious thing at all because it looked totally self-serving. You know, I'm with you there, 100%. So he's got to stay disciplined, which is a challenge for him. But I don't think we should quickly dismiss Donald Trump. Appreciate the text. Glad you're listening. A listener says, Mike Pence is part of the deep state and part of the problem. Now, Mike Pence is a rock-solid character. He has rock-solid character. But I also don't see him being able to rally the troops, if you will, and say, we're going to do this! Let's go! Come on!
Ted Cruz weighed in on the process.
We accomplished a lot of good things when Donald Trump was president, and if he's the nominee, yep, I'll enthusiastically support him. But I also think that we're going to have a process. We're going to have a primary. We're going to have a debate. That's the way the political process works.
There you go. So it'll roll out.
Yeah.
Trump's message will be.
Let me just tell you, Joe, I've done more in 47 months. I've done more than you've done in 47 years, Joe.
That'll be the whole thing.
That's 100%.
That'll be
100% factual.
Yep. That'll be the whole deal.
I mean, he does more before breakfast in week one than Biden does in a week.
Totally agree.
It's unbelievable. Okay, Larry Hogan, who's a rhino governor in Maryland, I think, said that Trump's attack on Youngkin was racist and Asian hate. So, some sort of comment that has got people upset. The texter included. A listener says, Trumpers would never back Pence. Sorry, but I know I wouldn't, and I know a lot of others. It's Trump or nothing for 24. Okay, not a Pence fan. Answer to our question of the day, Trump announces a presidential run tonight, number one. Number two, after the Arizona governor's race is decided against Lake, Trump Lake. Nobody ever announces their vice presidential candidate when they announce. It comes usually in the summer before the November election. But I like your thinking. Carrie Lake's fantastic. Listener says, doesn't matter if Trump announces his run for the presidency or not. The country's gone. People make jokes about our politicians and laugh what goes on in Washington. There is no righteous anger. We just make jokes as our children and grandchildren's lives are destroyed right in front of us. We are not a serious country. Critical thinking is dead. Honor is long gone. Kind of bumming me out. You want to take the one there, Kev? Scott, I'm not sure what Trump will do, but if he announces a run, I'll bet Melania and son will also run away from him. I wonder why you think that. I wouldn't necessarily buy into the gossip that's out there. Fargo, Philip, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Scott, I've been calling into you for probably 20 years.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll tell you this, though. Ted Cruz has and always will be my choice for president. I tolerated 4 years of Trump, and I'm a rock-ribbed conservative. I got the credentials to prove it. I'm not going to Liz Cheney Trump, but ain't no way I'm voting for Trump. He has crossed the line. He did what he did to Ted, and I tolerated it. He wasn't that bad a president. Did some good things. But guess what? The people that you guys want to do these inklings to just keep antagonizing people, wake up, people. Time to move on from Trump. Go, Ted.
What?
Goodbye.
Wait, before you go, Philip, what tripped your trigger on Trump? Something obviously made you upset that he did. What was it?
He has gone full-blown grand narcissist in his behavior, and he doesn't take credit for the troops below him. It's either him or no one. And guess what? He can go and be no one. And if people aren't going to stand on this, I mean, you want to get on to the economics issues and the things he did and didn't do? I'd be on here for an hour with you.
All right.
I have had enough of Trump. Period. I don't even want to hear his name. I've had it. Goodbye. Right.
Appreciate the call.
And you know, I think that's where so many people are. They're just tired of the punching. They're tired of the fight. They're tired of
Support him as nominee, though.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. Again, there's no world where if he's the nominee that I'm not voting for him. Don't get me wrong there. But again, you got to go to electability and the way the swamps. Right, and we'd like to have a change today. I know we'd like to have these states fix their nonsense early voting, late voting, mail in, take a month to count them. All those things. We'd like to have that fixed, but we can't. So you've got to get a candidate that can pull from both sides.
Texter
he can't. He's not going to do that.
Texter is concerned about the voting. Said Pence is a stand-up guy, just like I think Hoeven is. However, these guys will say what's happening with our voting isn't right, but won't come out and call it fraud. The only reason for such voting chaos right now is to corrupt the vote. States should keep the right to legislate their own voting process, but every state should be held to the same time frame to get that done. And with machines, which I doubt will ever stop being used, there should be on the way when it takes more than 24 hours. There should be on way that takes more than a way, I think what you're meaning to say. There should be a way that shouldn't take more than 24 hours to count the votes.
There is a way. Of course there's a way. All kinds of states do it. Did it. Indiana, Florida, South Dakota, North Dakota, get their results the same day. We'll figure, though. Arizona.
Very interesting. All right, James, when we come back, a few more texts on this as well. Hey, we have our Better Business Roundtable coming up on the program today as well. Look forward to that. And you will not believe the amount of money being collected, the taxes under the Biden administration. We have new records, fiscal year 22 and fiscal year 23. We're going to tell you about that today, too. You probably weep.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe.
Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now. Jay Thomas from the Jay Thomas Show and Rides, a satisfied customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell us what you love about your hot tub.
I love Hot Spring Spas. It is so relaxing, especially if you've got a rough day or if you're feeling, you know, a little bit under the weather. You get in that hot tub and everything just goes away. You can sleep good at night. You physically feel better. But there really is a place in your life for a hot tub. And hot springs are the best on the planet. They're so energy efficient.
Join the family of satisfied customers at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What do you got going there with the bumper music?
I'd like to dedicate this bumper to the entire crew involved in the counting of the ballots in Arizona.
Okay.
Dirty deeds done dirt cheap. Yeah. No, I'm actually, I'm sure it's dirty deeds that cost a fortune to get that done. Yeah.
I want to talk about action movers, residential moving, office moving, employee relocation, storage services. And there's even moving tips on their website, Action Movers, two A's in action, actionmovers.com. Professional secure moving since 1932, veteran-owned, family-owned. You can get a free quote on their website, actionmovers.com. Again, two A's in action, actionmovers.com. They'll tell you a rough idea you're moving from, you're moving to. Just put in the zip code, and they'll take care of the rest. So they can do it for you. And again, not just residential, but corporate storage as well. They can do it for you. And if you want a free quote, simple as a phone call, 701-566-5532. 701 866-5532. Here's what I suggest, by the way. If you're planning at all a move, just lock in your spot. And do that as far advanced as possible. It doesn't obligate you if you end up not actually moving. It doesn't pull through or whatever. You're expecting a job offer, but it doesn't come. They'll take good care of you. 566-5532. And online at actionmovers.com. You just tell them that Scott sent you. James in Cavalier, one of my favorite places in North Dakota. What's on your mind today, James?
Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Hey, I'd just like to tell you, I'm behind Trump 100% until this thing is done and played out. He deserves the chance to run again, and it's his choice. For all the bullets and everything and all the everything he's taken, you know, over the last 6 years, for people to start running from him now, those aren't anybody I want in the trenches with me. He embodies what this country once was. Donald Trump is the Hoover Dam. He's the Golden Gate Bridge. He's the epitome of hard work. And yes, he's loud. He's narcissistic. Yes, he is. I can see past that. I see past that for the good he does do.
Very interesting. What do you think he's going to do tonight? Think he'll tease something? He'll give us a little curveball, or is it a full-on run for president announced tonight?
I think it's full-on on running for president, and I'm going to try to make America great again. It's going to be an upward battle all the way. Win or lose, I'm with him.
All right, beautiful. Well, I appreciate the call, James. Thank you very much, and I think you represent a large part of this audience. What's interesting is that there's a growing amount of folks on the other side that are sort of worn out by him and want something different. And so it's
I understand that, but I think we should just hang on to him until this is over with.
I'm fascinated by all sides to this, really am, and enjoy the conversation. Thanks a bunch, and call again, James and Cavalier, 271-1100, toll free at 855-200-1776. Texter says, when you have nothing of serious facts to argue, when in doubt, always call them a racist, the Obama playbook. I think they may be talking about the criticism of Trump on Youngkin. We have no choice but Trump, says another listener. Let's go to Castleton, North Dakota. Jeff, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jeff.
Good morning. As much as a lot of us would like another Trump presidency, you've got to face the facts. 35% is not going to get you the presidency, and that's all he'll pull. You might as well just throw your ballot in the trash if you're going to vote for him.
Where do you get that number? Where do you get that number?
Well, because he can only pull from his base, and he won't win any of the young or the women or the suburbanites or the independents. He's too agitated, too aggravating. People aren't going to vote for that. Gavin Newsom would beat him. I mean, people, you got to realize the people, the type of people that are in the country. It's not all, you know, those of us that like Trump. You know, a lot of us don't care how he talks or what he says or who he says it to, but there's a good majority of people that are highly offended by everything these days.
Well, how do you explain his previous success?
Well, his previous success wasn't that overwhelming. I don't remember exactly, but he didn't exactly trounce on Hillary.
Well, he got more votes than any presidential candidate had, and he also
I know.
Got more the second.
I'm just telling you, 35% isn't going to win it. You got to find somebody with some charisma and some tact, and whether that's, you know, DeSantis or I don't know, Palmer. Pompeo,
yeah.
And his Trump DeSantis ticket isn't going to work either. Even they're both from Florida. You win Florida, what do you got? 35 electoral votes. You know, DeSantis Pompeo would be all right, but Pompeo's what? Nebraskan? What do they got? 4 electoral votes. You almost got to look at the big picture.
He's from Kansas, but I take your point. Small rural state. Appreciate the call very much. Thank you for the insight. Ken and Moorhead, let's get you in here. I've got 30 seconds. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of things, positive and negative, about Trump, but the bottom line for me is that he appointed the justices that overturned Roe v. Wade. And that's a big one for me.
Yeah, look at our Supreme
Absolutely.
Court. Look at our Supreme
Absolutely.
Court.
Absolutely.
Two-vote majority. That's no small thing. Yeah.
Look at the level trade and, deals. Look at a secure border, energy, all of it.
And Mary Carrie Lake, maybe Carrie Lake being the vice president.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch, Ken. By the way, Mitch McConnell deserves some credit on the Supreme Court, too.
Absolutely. Yep.
And we can't forget that point as we're debating who ought to be the next minority leader in the Senate.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiment, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.